I'm laughing now though.
Woo-ha! Just say it. Come on.
Stop hyping it
Just
up.
say it in your best French. Come
What?
on.
What's in French is how you say it.
Go on. How do you say it?
Shh.
The Fantasy Football Show. Hello, patrons. She's put her finger in the back of her mouth because she feels sick at the way I do intros. It's me. It's James. Planet of Fear Wife is with me. Hello, babe.
Hello.
Why do we start really shy at the start?
Why did you call me babe? Nauseating.
What
You've
should I call
never
you?
done that.
What should I call you?
I don't know. Not that. That's horrid.
All right. Katie, since we never call each other by each other's actual names.
Didn't I say... What did I say something about you being my husband earlier? And you were like, oh, that's new. It was really weird.
Right. Thank you very much, guys, for those who submitted questions on the pod questions channel. I suspect that there's every chance that in half hour's time I may well be divorced. But let's see what happens. First of all, a question from me to you, babe. Babe.
You've done it again.
Sorry, babe. Sorry, babe. How's Harry?
Oh, infuriating.
How's Harry?
He's great.
Is he still the best?
He's the best.
Good stuff.
Is that a question from you?
It's a question from me.
But you know the answer.
Yeah, but
that's
like,
weird.
Everyone always wants to know how Harry is.
Mm.
Right. FPL Hall of Fame. You can go first, dear. It says, apart from his good looks, charisma, generosity, intelligence, ability as a dad, and sense of humour, what's your favourite thing about James? God, can you feel that tumbleweed, guys?
Yeah, maybe Nico could put like a virtual GIF in there or something, like a sound one. I don't know what you call a sound GIF. Just a thing. What ability? They mentioned ability. What apart from that?
Just what do you like about?
Oh, right.
Is there anything?
Oh, yes. I wish I'd seen these in advance so I could have formulated an answer.
Babes, it's a very simple question.
Right,
is there anything about me that you like?
I do. You're a really nice person. And I do, but I'm on the spot now. Yeah, you're like, yeah, you're good. Yeah, you're fine. I don't know what to say.
Okay, we'll move swiftly on then.
Well, maybe we can...
There's a load of things that you really like about me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow, this is good. Chris O says, what's wrong with Anthony Robinson? He seems like a good dude.
Oh, well, yeah, I wish I actually had him. Is he the one that scored 11 points and plays for Fulham?
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah. No, because he's the spelling of his name, Anthony. Why does it need two E's at the end? That's 2-2. I'm sure he's lovely.
Maybe one E would have just been Anton.
But there's no need for E's in general.
Well, no, it's normally with a Y, isn't it?
Yeah, it was just a bit off-piste.
But why is it with a Y rather than a double E? Maybe he's right and we're wrong.
I'm sure it's his mum anyway, not him. Anyway, it's fine. I regret not putting him in my team that day that they absolutely ruined you. So,
great, brilliant. Jarvo says, when did you start playing FPL and do you find James a help or a hindrance?
Oh, when did I start doing my dream team?
It still calls it dream team.
Yeah, I will not. I will die on this hill. It's dream team.
The good one that started happening a lot this season is your anger and your frustration with West Ham and Aston Villa players.
Oh, it's not just them, but I think, yeah, there's other teams that have the same uniform, but it's very confusing. There's a blue one that's quite similar as well. Maybe it's Chelsea and someone else.
Chelsea and Everton, maybe.
It's like the everything, like, but I think, is it the West Ham Aston Villa one where their logos have got similar colours as well? Like, are they yellow or something? Anyway, one of them needs to change it. Anyway, was that the question?
Just to add to the confusion, Aston Villa are dumping Castore, and we think that Castore are now going to be making West Ham's kit.
Is that their sponsor?
No, it's the kit maker.
Oh, I don't, yeah, but I'm only interested in the logo on the front. That I don't look at their labels. I'm not washing them, not their mum.
I can't remember what West Ham's is. I'd need to look
Betway.
Yeah, well, Villa's is white and yellow.
I think they're really similar and I don't like it.
Okay.
And I think there should be a campaign. Was that the question?
No, I was saying the question
Oh.
was, when did you start playing?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I don't know. Do you know? You're normally good at remembering things like this. Ages ago.
I feel like, yeah, probably as long as I did, probably, because we used to have the league with the guys in the pub and stuff.
Yeah, and I always used to win at work, and people thought I was cheating. They were just really rubbish because the concept is actually just luck. Sorry, everybody. I know you pore over spreadsheets and stuff and use fancy colours. I mean, there probably is an element of tactical skill, but I think sometimes it's
Do
luck.
you find me a help or a hindrance?
Well, no, like obviously you know stuff. Like, I wouldn't know if, oh, wait, because someone might be injured, or ignore that injury thing because actually they're fine and they will play. So things like that. But sometimes you're like in the middle. There isn't a word.
Like a middle person.
Yes.
Okay.
No, you are good, obviously, but I'm not doubting you know stuff, but sometimes you don't give advice that I like. Like, I could have put Anthony in my team.
Okay.
And he was like my third sub.
I didn't press the buttons, you did.
Okay.
Andy Kens wants to know, do you approve of James's impression of you?
Not really, because it doesn't sound anything like me. It's ridiculous. It's not, he doesn't need my approval if you think it's hilarious.
No, I'm asking you, what do you think about
I
it?
think it's terrible.
Do you hate it? Because I said if you hated it that much, I wouldn't do
No,
it.
do what you like.
See? It's fine, Andy. Stop trying to get me in trouble.
I don't listen to the podcast, so if everyone else enjoys it, or if you enjoy it, if it makes you happy, then I'm
It's
happy.
just a fucking job, isn't it? Sam O'Sullivan says, what was the best and worst FPL advice that James gave you?
God, it's really not that deep.
Tell me about it.
I don't think about these things, to be honest. I'm sure once I tweeted, but I don't remember what it was because you told me not to get someone, then I didn't, and then but I like couldn't like remember incidences. Probably like the best. Again, I can't remember a particular time, but I'm not really up to date on when to use the tokens. So I will like when you give me those advice and like if I triple captain
Can we pull
someone.
you up on something more important? Incidences. You
Yeah.
just said
Is that not a word? Incidents.
it.
Oh, you thought it was interpreted, so shush.
Incidences.
Oh, say lasagna.
Lasagna.
Oh, shut up.
FPL Pro FPL Prog. FPL Frog says, would you rather eat four Big Macs in one sitting? Or take part in an episode of Nico's Corner.
Oh my God, why is that even a question? Also, I've never eaten one Big Mac in my life. So to have four in one sitting, I know you've all got this weird.
You've never had a Big Mac,
No,
ever.
it's like Yorkies, it's for boys. There's no need for a Big Mac. I don't like the bun situation. I don't need two. Is it two patties you get in it? No. So I've never had a Big Mac. And also, I heart Nico. So I would love to be on Nico's Corner.
Do you know quite what goes on Nico's
Is
Corner?
that the one where we ask you random questions, looking stylish? Not
Yes,
you.
that's the one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'd be good at it probably.
Yeah, no doubt about it, yeah. Mac Beach FPL says, what is James's idea of date night? And what's your idea?
I don't know. When's the last time we had a date?
I think about a year after Harry was born, we went out one night in Winchmore Hill, didn't we?
Did we?
Yeah. Mum and Dad came here. You
Oh, okay.
remember that?
Yeah, we'll probably be back by 8 o'clock.
And then we went and watched a Bond film together. Maybe
Yes.
that was like a year after that.
We did. We went. That was nice, wasn't it? We went to the nice cinema, not the one full of like, Grebs. So the Everyman. I like the Everyman. You liked it as
We went to
well.
watch Bond in Muswell Hill.
Yeah, so not only was it the Everyman, it was in Muswell Hill, so it was
Is it an
peak.
Everyman now? It used to be an
Yeah.
Odeon.
No, it's an
Oh, is
Everyman.
it? Okay.
Yeah, peak posh. So we're not posh, but I like that. That's delusions of grandeur. I'm not going to Cineworld.
What's your idea of date night?
I don't know. Oh, no, I don't know. What go to the pub or
Just go and
something.
get pissed, yeah?
No, I rarely drink, so I wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah, okay. When you get sloshed, you get sloshed.
You thought I was drunk the other day, and I had one
I'm
glass of.
not pissed, you
I
know.
had one glass of Prosecco.
Yeah, and you were looked a bit unsteady to me.
I think because it was late. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I was tired.
I can't handle my drink anymore either, to be honest.
You never drink with me.
Our problem is we haven't got enough people to look after Harry. It's reality, right?
It's true. That's why we need to go on holiday and yeah.
Okay, well, talking of holidays,
Ooh.
Harbour Boy says, if you want a 1 week holiday to anywhere in the world, where would you choose to go?
Oh, I don't know actually. Where's like the best place?
Your problem is you don't want to go far.
Yeah, I don't like to go too far. What, are we taking Harry with us?
I suppose he's part of the deal now,
All
babe.
right, no, okay, yeah, so okay. Yeah, because no, the dynamics of the holiday change, don't they? If I was taking like you, for example, like if it's a holiday where I can just go by myself.
Okay, well let's do different ways then. If you were going by yourself, where would you go?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the answer to any of them. Anywhere in the, well, yeah, I wouldn't go far. Probably like Mallorca. And I'm so boring, aren't I?
Yes, that's why I chose you. Straightforward. You know what you get. No alarms, no surprises.
Yes, I'm not alarming.
I think you would love to go somewhere like Japan,
South
but
Korea, South Korea.
or South Korea.
Obsessed.
But you wouldn't want to do the traveling today.
I think I would though. But then I don't really like cities. But I would, yeah, but I could go to South Korea and I could like spend the time on Jeju Island. That's where they go in all the best.
Whereas obviously I prefer cities because Tottenham don't play on the beach much.
Yeah, no, I don't like city breaks. I'm against it.
But some great cities out there
No.
that you wouldn't see.
That's okay.
I've seen them all.
You haven't seen them all.
Prague, Milan, Madrid, Barcelona,
You haven't seen them, have you?
Munich.
I've been to
Did I
Barcelona.
ever tell you about this one time I went to Amsterdam?
But I've been to Amsterdam several times, not with you.
Fortunately. Ian Southend says, what were your friends' first impressions when meeting James?
Oh, I don't introduce James to people. I don't know. I suppose people have had to meet you over
See,
the
this isn't
years.
true, right? Before Harry, first couple of years we were together, we did go out together a lot.
Yeah, no one said they hated on you.
No?
So I don't think so. Yeah, no, I would have remembered that. What was the
What
first?
was their impressions of me? I won't be offended if someone didn't like me.
No one said
Because I
that.
didn't fucking like them.
You don't like any. Why don't you like my
It's
friends?
true.
Who don't you like? Don't name names, just in case.
What do you mean, don't know
Use
names
code
just in
names.
case?
I know who you don't like. You don't.
Go on, go
No,
on,
you
go
don't like
on.
anyone.
It's all right,
You always
say
go,
it.
oh, the mums or this
No, the
person.
mums were right, a bit ditzy, but they're all right. Who don't I like?
My long-standing friend from the United States.
Yeah, well, she's a weirdo,
What if she listens to Planet FPL? That's really rude.
right?
She does.
She do No, do you know what? She's good-natured, but to sum up this woman, guys. This woman got married to the same person twice. I mean, come on. And I don't mean like renewing the vows. I mean getting married, divorced, and fucking married again.
It's up their choice, isn't it? Anyway, they're very nice people, actually. Yeah, I'm sure they'd like you too.
Okay, that's not helped, Ian. I think
I'm just
he was looking for
being.
some juice there. All right, James is a bit of a wanker or whatever.
I'm just pleasant.
Okay. Therapy says that James says you'll be the end of him one day.
Oh.
How would you end it?
I hope so, because there's an insurance
And
policy.
he's given you some options for
Ooh.
how to kill me. Overdose of laxatives, a carefully placed ARS, which I presume is meant to be short form for Arsenal, tattoo just below the belly button.
Whose belly button?
Well, I presume mine, I'm the one that's dying.
Oh.
Or tip of the immortal snail that has been following him for nearly 2 years now.
What is even that?
Do you not know about the killer snail?
The one that you always follows you for your whole life, but if it gets you, it kills you.
If
But
it touches you, you're dead.
That's not a you thing. That's like an internet thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you,
What do you think of that question anyway? £1 million or the snail can get you?
the snail. The snail would never get you.
Yeah, but what about when you sleep and stuff? Like, if it can go through
Okay,
walls and
I
stuff
haven't
like
read
that.
about this properly because it's ridiculous and clearly happened on a slow football week.
It was a busy one, actually.
What if you're like in Australia and the snail's in England or vice
But
versa?
it can get on planes and shit.
But this is so stupid.
But if it just touches you, you're dead.
Why would it touch me? Why is it after
Because that's
me?
its mission in life, is to kill you.
Oh, yeah, fine. You can have the snail then, you irritating. Do I still get £1 million?
No, you've got to choose. The snail's after you, or
Well,
you can have
me,
a
no, but we're
million.
trying to kill you, not me. So yeah, that take the snail and then I'll have the £1 million when you die because it will go to me.
Don't think you get both here, babe.
Yeah, because you're going to die and I'll get the £1 million.
Right, okay. You don't fancy doing me over with an overdose of laxatives. I shit myself to death.
Not really. That sounds grim for my toilet. We just have one, which I dislike.
Jarvo says, have you ever been deceived into going to Tesco when you meant to go to Lidl?
What?
For the benefit of the guys listening, my wife just flinched back about half a yard in her seat.
No.
Lidl? What?
I don't shop at Lidl or Tesco, not because I'm against them.
Look, I think the point is that some
Oh.
of the branding is slightly similar, but I always get Lidl and Aldi mixed up.
Oh
God
yeah,
knows the
totally.
difference between them two.
No, no one knows.
I would never have gone into Tesco meaning to go into Lidl.
Oh, I
I'd
don't.
also never mean to go into Lidl because I'm a posh knob like you.
Are you? What's the one that smells funny?
Smells funny.
Yeah, they've got that Happy Shopper smell about them.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Don't you remember when you were a kid and like Happy Shoppers, and there was a strange smell?
Iceland always smelled cold.
Cold isn't a smell. Did it feel cold?
When Iceland,
Yeah.
yeah.
I don't recall going into
Full of
Iceland.
freezers.
Iceland's very specific. We've got a freezer that's like very small. Like Iceland is for people, not the country, the supermarket, where like if you've got one of those chest freezers where you could also put a dead body in, that's Iceland shoppers. But I don't shop in Tesco's. I'm not saying I would never shop in Tesco's, but I'm a Sainsbury's person, aren't I?
Yes, we've discussed
Sprinkled
this.
with Waitrose and Marks and Spencer's, because
Yeah.
clearly I have delusions of
Have you
grandeur.
lost a bit of loyalty to Waitrose over recent years, perhaps?
I don't go there as much.
Is that because you can't afford it anymore, or?
Yeah, inflation, bad times. No. I, because we've got that little one, haven't we? And when you go to little shops, you end up spending more. Oh, I just pop in for this, and you're like, oh, why have I just spent £30 in little Waitrose? How depressing. So I do try and avoid going there and just spend £1 million a week in Sainsbury's. But I don't shop in Lidl or Aldi, so I don't think there's going to be any confusion. And like you, I do have confusion actually, because I don't know which one's which and where they are.
Do you have supermarketism towards Aldi and Lidl?
That doesn't make sense, but I know what you're trying to say, which is irritating. No, not at all. People rave on about it, and actually, they say that people like middle class, whatever, or people with money, they love to try and get a bargain in Lidl and or Aldi.
Okay,
What I
fine.
would have tried is Netto. Don't you remember there was these? They don't exist anymore. Maybe they do in the continent, but don't you remember that advert? Netto is Scandinavian for value.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, it didn't last very long anyway. I never actually saw a Netto, but I think it was a thing for like 5 minutes.
There's two Nettos in the Premier League. Do you know who they play for? There you go, a trivia question for you.
No. Finland?
In the Premier League.
Oh, sorry. Oh, a name of a player.
Yeah, there's two of them.
Pedro Neto. That's a
Yes,
thing.
very
That is a
good.
thing.
Who's he play for?
Oh, I don't know.
Go on.
He's not in my dream team.
Have a guess.
I don't know, James. How can I guess? How many teams is there?
20.
No, then that's silly, isn't it? We'd be here
Does
all
he play for
day.
Tottenham?
Yes.
No.
Oh, you said it in such a way that implied that he did.
No.
I
Plays for
don't.
Wolves. And there's a goalkeeper called Neto who plays for Bournemouth.
What's his first
I
name?
don't know.
Oh,
It's just Neto.
no, he's not Madonna. You should find out what his name is.
It's just Neto.
No, it's
He just wants
not.
to be Neto. I bet
Okay.
all the listeners just went, I don't know either, actually. I'm sure he's got one, but I don't know what
I
it
bet it's
is.
not Muriel, brother of Alison. Fun fact.
No, it's probably not. If you want to hold on a second, I'll tell you what his first name is.
Why wouldn't you Google it?
I bet it's on
Why
the FPL
wouldn't you Google
website
it?
Because I can just go to the FPL website and I can click on his
longer.
name and it says Norberto Morara Neto.
That's long, isn't it,
So
for your shirt?
Norberto is his name. You'd just want to be fucking Neto as well, wouldn't you? Norberto, who knew? Andrew Grondin says, if you and James had another son, would you consider calling him Anthony?
Definitely not. No, I would not. No.
What if we had another son?
Yeah, what about it?
What would we call it? Or him, even?
That's a bit rude. Well, it's never going to happen, so just to let everyone know,
yeah.
FYI.
Yeah.
And didn't we have... Well, no, we didn't have loads of boys' names because we just knew it was, he was going to be Harry.
What would we have called the girl?
We didn't know because you just liked everything that I chose, but I would have won, but...
What would you have won with, then?
Well, I don't know, but in the end, we were going to go with Harriet, which sounds really sad, like we can't, like, have, like, different names, because the anesthesiologist was called that. And I said, oh, yeah, if it's a girl, then that's a sign.
You wanted, like, Delilah.
I don't remember now. I had a list somewhere. But you didn't like any of them. And then I had to think about how you and your dad would pronounce any of these names. And that, like... I do love you, Phil, sorry. But that would actually write off most of the list. And I don't like names that can be shortened.
What, like H? Or Azza?
Who does that?
Well, plenty.
But you don't often, like, you don't often shorten Harry, do you?
Yeah, I think you do.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I've never come across that.
Harry Kane's been H forever for me.
Okay, that's fine. You need to move on with your life.
Okay, fine. Ethan Hood says, have you ever tried to stop James from going to a Tottenham game?
No.
She grimaced through her face then, massively.
I was having a sip of my tea.
Okay. You don't want to elaborate on this question?
Have I ever tried to stop you?
Yeah.
No, because it's what you like doing. I would like you to be more considerate at times.
For example?
That one time when I had to do like a 200-mile journey to get to my destination.
Okay, slight exaggeration.
Okay, well, whatever. It wasn't convenient. I mean, it probably was on TV or whatever. Anyway, it's fine. I'm over it. I don't even remember it. Let's not talk about it.
Okay.
No, I don't try and stop you, but I think you're a bit too.
Yeah, but I don't do anything else, do I?
No. That is what I dislike.
Bah, bah. I don't do anything.
No, I dislike that.
Why?
Yeah, but I only do that. Yeah, but sometimes that's annoying. It's fine when you're like haven't got children or, you know, other thing gets in the way. And sometimes it's on TV. Get over it.
Sometimes I watch it on TV.
Hardly.
But sometimes.
But like you do go away a lot. And then that's fine. I rarely moan. But sometimes when on the occasion when I want to do something for myself, you know, I can never do that.
No, that's not true. You go out more than me.
I never go out.
You go out more than me.
Anyway, I'm ruining your September. I can't wait.
I'll find a way around it. Yeah, guys, I might need a babysitter one weekend in September. Application.
2 weekends.
2 weekends.
Yeah, we've got a wedding and I've got a girl's holiday.
Fuck your wedding, honestly. Why do people do that stupid nonsense?
You're invited too.
Yeah, guess what I think of that.
That's rude. It's really kind.
Who's getting married?
Emma and Steve.
Oh, God's sakes. Why?
You don't dislike them.
No,
I don't
but
think.
What's the point?
I like it. I think it's in a pub. What's not to like?
It's in a pub.
Oh, why would you hate on that?
It's going to be a high-end event.
It looks like a really nice pub, actually.
Okay.
I think I tried to show you, but you showed disinterest.
Oh, well, there's a shock. So, yeah, 2 weekends, guys. Hang on. No, I'll look after Harry for the other one while you go to the wedding. This is the obvious answer.
No, but not if there's football on.
Oh, that's the point, yeah.
Because no one releases the fixtures until 2 days before.
Anyway, guys, anyone in the London region happy to look after Harry for sort of circa 4 to 5 hours, a couple of weekends in September, applications will be accepted via James, not via Katie. Sweet Blue says, when do we get to see you on Nico's Corner?
Well, I haven't been invited. Also, I wouldn't go on camera. How embarrassing.
No?
No.
Oh, too embarrassing.
Yeah.
Okay, looks like Nico, you've been turned down. So you don't love him that much then.
I do, but I could be like a blurred face. like I'm on Crime Watch.
He could do that.
He probably could actually. He's
He
so clever.
probably wouldn't.
Maybe he'd lend me his like fancy hood thing.
Oh, the beaded thing he puts on his head. Thing is with this
He's so
bitch,
stylish.
he does look good whatever he
You
does.
look ridiculous.
I'm well aware of this. He does fucking pull it off. I don't know how or why, but he does. There's nothing else. He's got some get up sometimes, and I think, oh my God, what are you wearing? But he still looks
Yeah,
good.
but he's young and
It's
fashionable.
true.
You've never been young or fashionable.
No. I was young once. I definitely was never fashionable. That's fair to say. Perlo's Pen says, would you do this for £10 million?
Is it the snail again? I hope not.
The only piece of clothing you could wear was a full Arsenal kit. And whenever you spoke to James, the first thing you had to do was to sing, "We love the Arsenal."
Yes. Of course, what, every day or just once or well, to be honest, even if it was every day, I'd do it. £10 million?
Yeah, I'd let her do that as well.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd
what?
divorce this bitch and take half.
Oh, you wouldn't even know how to do that,
What,
Miss
divorce you?
Dimpleton.
No,
Yeah.
but the internet would help.
Yeah, maybe. You could probably do a Q&A on it as well.
Yeah, fair. Gary Phantom Mantle says, what do you think is going on with Kate Middleton? Wild theories preferred.
Oh. This died a bit of a death, isn't it? Like, it was all.
Was she dead like one day last week or something?
Maybe, I don't
She
know.
doctored a photo. People went mad.
Oh, it was a bit
Who
much,
bloody
really.
cares?
Well, there is that. I'm not really a conspiracy theorist, so what do I think? I haven't given it much thought. I hope she's well. I think that's all we. I know that's not a really fantastic. I know they wanted like a really like, oh, I think this. Because I'm pretty neutral on the royal family. Like, I like the fact I think I like you know I like it, but I'm not like crazy into it.
She's all right, isn't she, Kate?
I'm sure they're all very nice people. It's really none of our business,
No, I think
really.
some of them are not.
Oh yeah, but you know.
You know, let's not go there. Harry G says, how does James charm you into letting him watch football at home all the time without giving him any grief? He said, asking for a friend.
I don't mind you watching it at home. Well, you rarely do it, so
I mean, that's not true, is it?
I think I just
Don't rarely watch football.
no, but at home, because you're always bloody going to Aberystwyth to
But I
watch
think
it.
I pick and choose stuff, right? So I'll take games on a Sunday and we'll go out and I'll watch them when I come back and things like
Yeah, so but that's never bothered me because I'm not a TV watcher, so it doesn't bother me if you're sitting there watching
You
TV.
are a TV, well, you're a phone watcher just permanently these days. Either watching Korean drama or playing that game which looks like a colourful version of Tetris. I don't know what's going on there. What's the name of the game?
Oh, I've got a couple of games, but I also did the word game as well.
The word game,
You
yeah.
hit me with that
Yeah, the word game's
sometimes.
all right.
Sharpen my brain.
It's not doing much, is it?
Shush. Yeah, I mean, but I'm not, yeah, but I would sit here all day and not, I'm not a television person. I don't have the television on. I could sit here all day and it not be on.
So what's the trick for Harry anyway when he wants to watch the football? She's asking a question.
What was it? I thought the question was you.
Well, yeah, how do I convince you to let me watch the football?
So what do Perry?
No, it's Harry's asking a
He's
question.
called Harry. That's
Yes.
confusing, isn't it?
Yes, it's a popular name.
Yeah, I think so.
What's the trick?
There is no trick. Just
Get a different fucking wife, mate.
no, that's rude. Yeah, but I can understand some people would find it
You
annoying.
thought there was nothing good about my wife. There's one.
Yeah, I'm not bothered. It's only background noise, isn't it? And you like it. If it makes you happy. Oh, what else was I going to be
The
doing?
thing is, as well, now, Harry, like, the wife would never know, but sometimes I say, I've got to watch this for work. And you wouldn't know, would you, if it was or it wasn't?
I thought you had to watch them all for work.
Well, for the Premier League games, yeah, but others I can get away with, can't I?
I honestly, it's, but I can't, I don't mind, honestly. It's not something that I'm bothered about.
What you got to do, Harry, is it's give and take, isn't it? It's give and take. If you want to watch the football 7 nights a week, that doesn't work for anyone.
Is there football on 7 nights? Probably.
Absolutely, you could watch football every night.
Oh, why would you?
Absolutely.
How boring.
What's
Because it
wrong with
is
that?
boring. Monday night football is the worst. Oh my God, so much posturing. And it goes on so late and they're talking about it and they're a special guest. Oh, yeah,
You've
that's
not
it.
revealed your hatred of Monday night football in the past. I think it's probably because that's the only one I give a shit about the analysis on, isn't it? That's
Ugh.
why.
Ain't it? I can see you really enjoy it. And I think that's quite sweet, actually. But I'm like, oh, it's just like Loose Women for men, which I've never watched Loose Women, but I imagine it's similar, but with football and men and
That's
not.
fair.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a bit, well, it's a bit.
But it's not just for men. There's plenty of girls like it as
Well,
well.
that's up to
There's
them.
probably plenty of boys like Loose Women, actually, as well.
Don't know, I've never watched it. Sounds
What,
awful.
Loose Women?
Even the title, what is it? I don't want to get involved in Loose Women. It sounds awful. I
You've
judge
never
people.
watched
No,
it?
I've never watched it.
Shut up.
Have you watched
There you go.
it?
That's the second good thing about my wife. Loose Women, loads of times. Yeah. But what, when you was a student, like you never just had Loose Women on in the afternoon or
It's
something. I've watched it
awful.
loads of times.
Never watched
N
it.
n nothing in my recent history, but yeah, it might have sat on the background. I think there's a
You should have
few.
told me that
I think in my
before.
younger years, I might have thought I learned something here, and obviously not.
Oh, cringe. You should have told me that when I met you. I would have just.
You
Liked
go
it.
through, if you're a man, you go through a stage in your life where I think every man will have this. You're like, how do you work them out?
Why
So
would
something
they
like
want it?
Loose Women, you think it's just women. Let me listen to them talk,
Oh,
see how it's,
no,
and then you,
awful.
no, you just, there's no working you lot out.
Why is it any of those things that I think daytime television? Oh dear.
Yeah, it's true. Rob P wants to know, how was the smash burger?
Oh, the cheap version.
The cheap one, yeah.
Yeah, it was all right, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably shouldn't have eaten it. I didn't need it, but you can't really get. If you had a burger and I didn't, I'd get burger envy, wouldn't
It's
I?
true.
But yeah, I like the fact that it was more reasonably priced because you because the Franzo's one's too expensive. I noticed though, dear listeners, that when I was out the other night. And I was umming and ahhing, wasn't I, about going out because you were getting back from Fulham really late, but you got back quite quickly because, like, you ran home because you were upset about Anthony. So you were like, no, go out, see your friends, go out. And I was like, oh, no, do you know what? I'm kind of in my, not pajamas, you know, my leopard print ones that makes me sound awful, like Bette
Yeah,
Midge.
he does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
On the left of the
you
house,
didn't help
left
yourself.
of the
You
house.
took off some trousers that were leopard print and then you put on a coat that was leopard print. That was going on.
It makes it, those are literally the only two. It's just the rain mac that happened. It's subtle. It's subtle. Anyway, that
But
wasn't.
walking around like a leopard is subtle.
But anyway, it was dark.
Okay.
And I only went to Renaissance, so it was
That's even
fine.
worse, isn't it? You see a leopard across the road, shit yourself, wouldn't you?
Anyway, I can't remember what the point was. Oh, yeah, back to, yeah. So you were like, yeah, go on, come out of your leopard print joggers or whatnots and go and visit your friend. For some prosecco or whatever you're doing, I was like, I don't know, I'm not even that bothered. But you wanted to get Franzo's, which cost £1 million, and you knew if I stayed, I'd be like, oh, I'll have a burger too, and it'd be £2 million.
Basically, therapy wants to know if James ran for mayor of London, what would be his five biggest campaign promises?
I can't even.
Think of one then.
I just. Oh, it'd probably be some nonsense football related because that's all you care about.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, make what's promises to make there be like 1 million trains an hour when Tottenham are playing because
Sounds
only
good.
everyone cares about that
Sounds good.
on the Jackie Weaver line.
Yep.
And then, yeah, that's probably all you'd want. You wouldn't have a lot of asks, would you? You don't care about anything else. You don't care about cars because you don't drive
Yeah, get
one.
rid of them all. Yeah.
No, because then what would we do? We'd all be on that small bus that you try and crowd on every day.
Have Ubers and that's it. Ubers and buses. That's it.
Ubers and buses. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, they'd all be football related. But I think, yeah, if it was, if you could do like make promises about public transport, you'd do that. You should do something about public transport. It's rubbish.
Okay. As a follow-up question to that, why should I vote on the 2nd of May?
Is that the Mayor of London vote?
I presume so.
Oh, sorry, I'm not down with the kids. Why should you, as in
As in
James,
me, as
well,
in
you would
me.
never vote.
I have done in the past.
You've never
I
voted.
have. There was one time you were very passionate, so I joined you.
Did you? I don't
Yes.
remember that.
Yes.
Why would you even have said
You
yes
were
to that?
so insistent that the vote was really important, so I voted for you and I went with you and did it.
I think it's always important to vote.
So why should I vote on May the 2nd?
Well, although I didn't know there was a vote, there's always a vote for something, isn't there? I'm not quite sure. Why should you vote? Because it's you've people fought for the right to vote and all that business. Don't vote if you don't want to, but don't complain. To be fair, you don't,
Thank you. Moving on.
which is annoying.
Yeah. Jarvo says, do you think FPL Towers will ever monetize? Oh, that's not for you. That's for next Monday's pod.
Oh, good. I have no idea what that is.
No, don't worry about it. Coon says, what is the best gift James has ever given you?
My son.
And the other way around, what is the best gift you have ever given me?
Same.
My son.
I can't remember the last time we gave each other gifts. We don't do gifts, do we?
No.
Because we
I
don't.
told you, we're gonna have to start doing it.
No, we're not. What a load of
We
old rubbish.
are, because it's be like it's your birthday. Well, Daddy, you're not buying mummy anything. Oh, you got it, haven't you?
I don't think he'll care. He'll be like, good, more for me. Yay.
Possibly.
No, yeah, a gift. What gift have you? You must have bought me something in the past, and I must have bought you something. Socks or pants. You need new pants.
Yeah, I could do for add some new pants. Actually, I've only got one pair left. Also, there's a better one for you. So I was playing something this morning on my phone. Do you remember what it was?
Oh, the Eurovision entry
For the
for the
Netherlands.
Netherlands, yes.
Okay, so follow-up question from Coon says, do you watch Eurovision?
Do I?
It's night of the year, isn't it? This one is. This year I'm gonna book a hotel.
Yeah. Because last year you was like, oh, I have to go to Burnley or some rubbish place.
Villa.
Who cares? Same thing. It was probably West Ham and you got confused because they look exactly the same. And yeah, I didn't like that because it's my, I don't ask for much. And I really insist that I have the night to myself so that I can fully immerse myself in it. And I know you like it too.
Yeah,
He does. He does.
massively.
Australia's his favourite.
Why are Australia in the fucking Eurovision,
Oh, it's all
not
about,
in Europe?
oh, it's a money
No
thing.
one lets Brazil in the in Euro 2024 just because, oh yeah, it's Brazil.
Different
Why?
because life it is, but they
Well,
got their own thing.
Australia's in, why aren't USA in?
I don't know why. I'm not sure. I'm sure if you googled it, like it would tell you that information.
Anyway, we're not so bothered about Australia now because we've got Ange, mate. Anyway, Coon wants to know what our opinions were on the Dutch song that you heard this morning.
Well, I thought you'd lost your mind because I wasn't sure what it was, and you're playing it very loudly.
Europapa.
Europapa. Yeah, I didn't. I'd need to listen to it again.
Do you want me to play it?
I'll go on then.
Shall we play?
I don't tend to listen to them in advance. I like to be surprised on the evening and then have a WhatsApp chat with a group of friends about it. I like it.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's a bop.
it's fucking shit.
No, it's brilliant. It's really Eurovision. But I don't like to pass judgment because I haven't seen the set, you know, what's going on. I mean, there's so much more to it. I can't wait. I'm actually really excited. And can the football fixtures come out so I can plan my evening?
Yeah, soon we're open. Maybe even while we're
That one, that
recording.
one's not going to come out, is it, for May? You said April.
No, not yet. No, but it shouldn't be too long. Shouldn't be too long. What night's Eurovision this year?
Is it mid-May?
You must have put it in the
I
diary
put
because
it
you're
in
sad
like
like that. Oh, it's
what?
when we play Burnley at home Saturday night. You should be all right. It's literally only if we're the 5:30 kickoff. I can't promise you we won't be, but I don't think we will be.
Yeah, but if you are, it's at home, right?
Yeah.
You can be home by 8. It starts at 8.
Probably. But you'll cry if I'm 10 past 8. Oh my God.
Oh, it's fine. I don't know. I'm happy to watch it at home because I know you enjoy it as well.
Okay, we've only got a couple more. Tom says, how old does your little boy have to be before you take him out for some driving lessons? And he adds, I'm talking about James, of course.
Yes. Well, it's too late now, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'll never learn to ride a bike, blow your nose, drive a car.
Swallow pills.
Oh, God, that has been a right hoo-ha lately. But, yeah. I mean, who wants to drive anyway? I hate driving now. I used to love driving, and now I don't like it.
It's such a fucking waste of time in this city.
But it's not really, like,
It
it's still
is.
convenient.
Yeah, it's convenient. Like things like at the moment, me jumping out the car and dropping Harry into school, and then me getting back in the car and you taking me to work to save me a lot of walking is working quite nicely. But yesterday, you went into the office, it still worked. I still managed to get him now.
Just about.
I did struggle yesterday, yeah, but I got him now.
Yeah, I mean, I've nagged you over the years, and you've just so no interest. So you can lead a horse to water and all that business.
It's more likely that you get rid of your car and stop driving than I start.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay. And last one from James Armos, one of our newest patrons, who's clearly looking to get fucking suspended pretty quickly, says, please ignore or delete if this is too rude. Please don't get mad. Said, would James let wifey sleep with an Arsenal fan in return for Spurs winning a trophy of his choice?
Yes.
Thing is, we've got to weigh up like the trophies here. What level of trophy do I want for you to sleep with someone else? I think anything above the community shield would be acceptable, yeah.
Now people think we're terrible people. Obviously, it's hypothetical. Of course, we wouldn't do that.
Do what you like.
It's
I
rude.
just want the trophies. It's
But I
just
want that £10 million I got offered on
I'll
another
get a trophy
question.
that's a last time a lifetime of memory. You might get 15 minutes of joy, like whatever, isn't it?
I mean, I think you have to live with the realization that you might not. I don't know whether trophies are.
What
Oh,
add 15 minutes now? It might be 50 seconds
no,
of
you
fun. I
might ever
don't
get a
know.
trophy.
Yeah, we might not,
I
no.
mean, when's the last time you got one?
At 2008.
That's really bad.
Yeah, I know. I've not even known you that long.
You should try harder.
Maybe you're the curse. Maybe you're the curse of Tottenham and I need to get rid of
When
you.
did I meet you?
In 2010.
Well, you can't blame me for
Just after
2009.
we qualified for the Champions League for the first time. Maybe you're the problem.
Maybe you should get rid of me. Maybe you should go on Google and look at how to divorce.
I will not leave my son.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but I think, yeah, I mean, it's a bit bad, isn't it, when you put it like that? Stats don't lie.
Yeah, listen, most teams don't win anything, right? The majority of trophies are won by the same teams. Villa have been longer. Newcastle haven't won anything since the 60s. Everton since the 90s.
You go. So it's always better when you make other people sound worse than you.
Plus, it's not all about trophies. It's about enjoying yourself a lot.
What a load of rubbish. The idea is to win. Oh my God, what are you slogging about all year? Because it is
Yeah,
all, I'm sorry.
tried all that. The idea is to
That's like
win.
my
It
friend
didn't
Sue. You
work
know my
either.
friend Sue, who I think you don't mind Sue.
Sue's all right for a gooner.
Yeah. So she's like an Arsenal season ticket holder. And what did she say? Was it last year? You know when Arsenal nearly won that one time, but they didn't? Was
Yeah.
that last year?
Yeah.
And she was like, no, that was the plan. This is to build us up for next year. I said, Sue, you are talking bullshit. I said, the plan is always to win every year. Everyone starts again from zero the following year. What a load of nonsense. Don't lie to yourself. This is because football people are ill in the head, right? It takes over. It's a mania.
Yeah, I think Patreon's about to get cancelled.
I mean, good for you, but it's levels, isn't it? Like, you're like pretty up there.
Pretty up
Obsession.
there, obsession.
Yeah.
It's like a religion for me, isn't it?
No, do you know what? You like it and it's good. And you get to do this, which is related. So, not a lot of people get to do the jobs like that are related to their like favorite hobby ever. So, that's good, but it's a bit much, isn't it? Like,
It's just football. It's just a game.
it's just the
It just
game.
doesn't matter that much.
It just doesn't. It really doesn't. But I'm glad that you like it when it doesn't
Yes.
affect me.
Yes. I'm glad that you let me like it. We are still compatible, just about.
People will think that we don't like each other.
I think they already know that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll get by. We'll be okay.
Okay.
We love each other, really. I love you, babe.
Why would you do that? He doesn't do that. Why are you doing that? You do that with, you do that sometimes. You say things that are annoying.
I think that happens a lot. Most of what you say is also annoying.
Also, did you tell anyone how you said that word the other day, or those words?
Which ones? I mean, that's, that doesn't narrow it
The
down to a
place where
lot.
you go and exchange the money.
Aha! Yeah, that was proper funny. No, I haven't told that actually. So the other day, you was on a call with someone, helping someone to do with work, and I was in the kitchen, and all I heard was a bruit de change. And you proper said it like a proper French person. But I never even knew that that's how you said it. I
What,
just,
no one still knows what you're trying to
I
say.
thought it was bureau de change.
Oh, you peasant.
You said it very well. Can you say it for the listeners?
No, because I feel like nervous now.
No, you can't dig me out and then not say it.
I'm laughing now, though.
Woo-ha! Just say it. Come on,
Stop hyping it
just
up.
say it in your best French. Come
What?
on,
What's in French is how you say it.
go on. How do you say
Shh, Bureau de Change.
it?
Why is that even funny? Bureau de Change. It's how you say it. What would Bureau de Changey? What else would you call it?
Gosh, I really love you. Thank you. Any message for the patrons before we finish?
Thank you so much for having me on and asking questions. Apologies, I do have. I don't. Some. I find it hard to. Remember questions sometimes, even when I've just been told them, and I get easily sidetracked. So, thank you for bearing with me.
Well done. Lots of love. What's still to come today? Zoom call for the advance, 7 o'clock tonight. Talking tactics for the advance today is 37 minutes long on Manchester United and Liverpool. That'll be available for you later as well. But thank you very much to my good wife.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your day, patrons. Cue music, please, Manchild.
Fantasy Football Show.